Hello, this is Pastor Patrick Hines, and I'm doing a backyard edition. And a book of scripture that I've been reading slowly and just kind of trying to take notes and just kind of soak in is the book of Lamentations. And Lamentations is a book written by the prophet Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, of course, was the last prophet to the southern kingdom before it was destroyed by Babylon. And so he was there when Jerusalem was destroyed and the temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar and all of that. But Lamentations is five chapters of just that, of him lamenting that the great city of God has been completely destroyed and is just smoldering. The people are all gone. And I guess one thing I would encourage you to do as if you're a Christian, is read lots of scripture, read lots of the Bible, you know, listen to the Bible on Audible, pick a translation that you like and get an Audible app that'll read it to you. So you always have a lot of Bible intake, but also have a book that you're going through slower, and just kind of going phrase by phrase through. Like, I don't have any agenda as far as like how much of it I want to read each day. It's just kind of I think I got through the first, maybe, I don't know, 15, 16 verses of chapter one the other day, and just took some notes and was thinking about this and just thinking about how cruel idols are. Idols are horrifying, and their cruelty towards us. Now, here's we actually take care of two feral cats. So here's one of them. This is Pippin. As in the Lord of the Rings. He always comes over to me and wants me to pet him. But he lives outside. We have had no issues with mice and voles and moles and things like that. So here's Pippin. Every time I come out here, he comes out and wants me to pet him. So he's a really sweet cat. I really like him. And there's actually a second one. Here's a funny story. I don't know, since I'm talking about our feral cats. This other cat, everyone thought it was a girl. So I took it to the vet to have her spayed. Turns out it's a boy. I just didn't realize it. And so they said, not only is it a boy, someone else had it neutered already. So that one is sleeping over there on my back porch, but I don't know. What can I say? I'm a sucker for hard luck cases, but yeah. So he comes out and hangs out with me when I come in the backyard. Okay. So I read just the first few verses of Lamentations 1 and thinking about how horrible idols are. And I actually wrote here in the margin of my New Geneva Study Bible, idols are terrible company. They enslave and then they leave. Listen to the opening lines of Lamentations. This is after Jeremiah, who, in my book, Jeremiah had a very successful ministry. He was very successful. Didn't have many converts, but how does God measure success? God measures success in terms of not how many converts you have or how big your church is, but in terms of faithfulness. Were you faithful to the charge? Were you faithful to the message of God? Were you faithful to the truth? That's the key to everything else. And Jeremiah wrote this in Lamentations 1, verse 1. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow is she, who was great among the nations. The princess among the provinces has become a slave. You know, there's a real sense in which everybody, no matter who you are watching this, whether you're a Christian or not, you're a slave of something. Everybody is. You're either a slave of Christ or you're a slave of sin. And those who are slaves of sin typically think they're free. And their whole life is a grim form of slavery to their sin. It's only a true believer who's really set free from that. Not free from the presence of sin. Sadly, we still have to struggle with it. But set free from slavery to it, for sure. But Israel at this point, at least, well, not Israel, but Judah, what was left of Judah had been taken away into captivity. They had, not only were they slaves of their sins and their idols, but they had literally become slaves of the Babylonians at this point. Verse 2, she weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, okay, folks, think about this. Among all your idols, all the sin that you still struggle with, that sometimes you still turn to, even as a believer. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. I wrote out here in the margin, No idol ever comforts those it destroys. Idols destroy, and then they leave, and you're left alone. That's why God in Isaiah 41 through 48 says over and over and over again, why don't you call upon your wooden images and see if they'll deliver you? Because all of a sudden, when people get in trouble, all of a sudden, they call out to God, and Lord, help, Lord, help, Lord, help. And God says, try calling on your sins. Call on these things that you've been serving. Call on these wooden statues and silver idols and your sexual immorality and your money and your material things and your theft and your murders and your selfishness. Call on those things and see if they'll comfort you. She weeps bitterly in the night, says the word of God. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. You see, the idols will give pleasure for brief little bit of time, but then they're gone. You have no one to comfort you. It says, all her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Verse 3, Judah has gone into captivity. Under affliction and hard servitude, she dwells among the Gentiles, the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. Verse 4, the roads to Zion mourn because no one comes to the set feasts. You know, that's kind of what's going on in America these days with the church. You have empty places of worship. You know, there's a book, Ken Ham and Britt Beamer, who's a researcher, wrote a book called Already Gone. And in the front part of that book, they show beautiful cathedrals, beautiful churches all over England that have been turned into nightclubs, turned into bars, or turned into mosques. You think, the roads to Zion mourn because no one comes to the set feast. What an image. The roads to Zion, the city, Jerusalem. Remember those three appointed feasts every year? They're detailed in Leviticus 23. Three times a year, the people of Israel would go up to Jerusalem. Three times a year, they would go up to Jerusalem and they would celebrate, worship, and it's saying, the roads to Zion mourn. So think about that. The roads to churches mourn. The roads to churches mourn because people don't drive on them. People don't walk on them anymore to go to the set feast, to go to the sanctuary of God, to hear scripture read and taught, to sing God's praises, to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to the Lord Jesus, and to worship the triune God, and to be sanctified by the preaching of the word. They're places that are desolate now. The person who marries the spirit of the age, the local church that marries the spirit of the age, will quickly find themselves a widow with no one to comfort them. The roads to Zion mourn because nobody travels on them anymore. It's almost like the roads to Zion, when the people would go to the annual feast, they were excited to see all the worshipers heading up to Zion, all the worshipers heading up to Jerusalem, singing the Psalms of Ascent, Psalm 120 through Psalm 134, singing those Ascent Psalms, going up to Jerusalem. But the roads mourn. Nobody travels on them anymore. Nobody goes to the set feast. They were too busy worshiping Baal. They were too busy being sexually immoral. They were too busy reclining on ivory couches and had no interest in the things of God. They were just way too comfortable here in this world because they had wealth and they had material things and they had everything their heart could desire in terms of pleasure, and they forgot about God. You know, that's why that great passage in Proverbs 30, two things I have desired of the Lord, deprive me not before I die. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Poverty, lest I forget you, or lest I steal, but I don't want to be rich either, lest I forget about God, lest I be so comfortable here I just don't think about the world to come. Do you realize that's why God afflicts us at times? He doesn't want us to feel too at home here. He doesn't want us to get too comfortable here, because this is ultimately, in the ultimate sense, our home, our citizenship, our ultimate place of residence is in heavenly glory. But the roads to Zion, the roads to the local churches, the roads to the great cathedrals mourn because nobody travels on them anymore to go to those places for the set feasts, for the day of worship, for the Sabbath day. Verse 4 continues, all her gates are desolate. There's nobody there. Her priests sigh. They just sigh. It's like, there's nobody here. There's nobody here. Nobody's here for the set feasts. Fewer and fewer started coming until there was almost nobody at all. But all her priests sigh. They're heartsick. Her virgins are afflicted and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper, for the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. And from the daughter of Zion, all her splendor departed. Her princes have become like deer that find no pasture, that flee without strength before the pursuer. In the days of her affliction and roaming, Jerusalem remembers all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy with no one to help her. The adversaries saw her and mocked at her downfall. Jerusalem has sinned gravely. Therefore, she has become vile. All who honored her despise her because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs and turns away. It's hard to read this. And that's the first 8 verses of chapter 1. And there's a lot more in here, but I don't want this to get too long. But I might read a little bit more from Lamentations, but man. Verse 19 says, I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders breathed their last in the city while they sought food to restore their life. See, O Lord, that I am in distress. My soul is troubled. My heart is overturned within me, for I have been very rebellious. Outside, the sword bereaves. At home, it is like death. It's a pretty heavy price for idolatry, isn't it? Very heavy price. Just remember, when you're tempted as a Christian, as we all still are, to cling to the old idols, to go back to the old ways, to get a quick fix, to escape into some pleasure that you know is sinful for a short time, just remember, when it's over, the idol does not care about you. The idol does not love you. You will sit alone with no one to comfort you. So why do we not call upon the Lord Jesus? Why do we not turn our hearts to Him in those moments of temptation and sorrow and sadness instead? That's the lesson that we're being taught in Lamentations. The goal is to avoid having to lament in that way because you've clung to idols that can't help you, can't comfort you, can't redeem you. So let's make sure we go to church. Let's make sure we pray. Let's make sure we have fellowship with other believers. Let's make sure we are in the Word of God every day and that we pray that it would change our hearts and convict us, encourage us, strengthen us, that God would show us promises to rely on. That's the thing. Lamentations 1 and 2 is pretty hard stuff to read, but Lamentations 3 is glorious because it says, yet this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's steadfast love, we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. And of course, doesn't that remind you of the hymn, Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father? There is no shadow of turning with thee. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Comes right out of Lamentations 3. Well, I love y'all. Thank you for watching or listening. And I'm glad that spring is finally here. It is so nice today. Just glorious, beautiful weather. You can see I got sunburn on my nose at a track meet on Saturday. But thank you all for watching or listening. And read the book of Lamentations. It's good stuff. But don't stop until you've read chapter 3, because chapter 3 is where the lights really start shining. But thank you all for watching or listening.